Bird Show.
Did you guys see this story on 11 Alive this weekend? About this dog that ran away from the kennel while the family was on vacation?
Oh, no.
You guys hear about this? Now, this happened about a month ago.
Wake up, Wraith. Boy, wake up. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. Wraith, this five-year-old yellow Labrador named Wraith, slowly wakes up from surgery that repaired the hip that he injured somehow while he was lost.
Wake up, your daddy's here.
Since June 1st, for 38 days, Mike Weaver and his family searched day and night for Wraith.
We had just about lost hope at this point.
It was on June 1st when Wraith bolted from the kennel where he was staying while the Weavers were on vacation. The kennel man's best friend joined the Weavers searching for Wraith constantly, footing the entire bill, the huge bill. The kennel spent close to $10,000 for a billboard truck and radio spots and 1,000 flyers and a reward and search teams.
You waking up, buddy?
38 days later, working a tip from someone who had seen the flyers and Wraith's photo, Donna Weaver walked into these woods between Satellite Boulevard and I-85, about 4 miles from the kennel.
Sort of calling out his name, and he responded. So he had a severely hurt hip, so he was hobbling a bit, but he was, like any lost kid would be, overjoyed. I found Mom.
There you go.
So he was ecstatic, wagging his tail like crazy.
The vet, Janet Siebert, thinks Wraith had been hit by a car soon after he got lost and might not have survived another couple of days. No one knows how Wraith survived all that time alone in these woods, barely able to walk, except maybe he knew he had to. Maybe he knew how much he was loved.
All right, it's getting a little cheesy at the end there. But
that's cute.
But the story itself is really, it's man's best friend.
Theory.
A lot of people are gonna totally hack on man's best friend because they let the dog get out of the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
But they also put the $10,000 up to try to find that dog. But
well, they had to. Yeah, because that is this worst nightmare of a dog
nightmare,
owner.
Right?
Yes. If you take it to somewhere to be boarded, you already feel guilty about them boarding it,
mm-hmm.
or you boarding your dog.
Yes.
And then them letting it loose,
mm-hmm.
I just cannot imagine. Because when my dog Toby was alive and I boarded him, I boarded him at PetSmart because their facility was totally indoors, like completely, the dogs never went outside. And I knew that Toby was a runner. And so the fact that they kept him completely inside, made me feel safe mm-hmm. and comfortable because there's no way he could get out and there's no way their dogs can get loose. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason I picked them, and that's the only place I'd take them.
I have had the responsibility of watching a pet before that died while the family was on vacation.
Oh, it was no. Was it an older pet?
I'm not really sure. It was a cat.
Okay.
Oh,
I swear it was an accident. Was an accident. But it was
you're a cat hater.
It was a house where they kept all the animals on the outside anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't responsible for keeping the cats or the dogs or anything inside. And mm-hmm. this cat, I was driving down the road one day, and right in front of their house was a dead cat. And I was like, no, 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 no. And pulled in, and sure enough, it was their cat in the middle of the road.
A friend of mine was dog sitting for a friend of hers, and the dog bolted and ran out in the road and was hit by a car and was killed while she was supposed to be watching it.
No.
And she was the one who had to, deliver that news.
It's the worst, that's dude. It's such a responsibility, man.
My girlfriend and I have two dogs, and we only let certain people watch them that even if something
sure.
happened, that it would be okay.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't trust just anybody with
sure.
them.
The Bird Show.